Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Well, how about opening up the country county by county, depending on figures? Marion Harkin, Independent TD for Sligo Leitrim, is with us. And that is what you think we should be looking at, Marion. You're very welcome to the programme. Tell me exactly what you're proposing.
Thanks, Cormac. Yes, I believe that NPHET and the government should consider relaxing COVID restrictions on a county basis in counties where the 14-day incidence rate is low. For example, they might decide below 50 per 100,000, which would include Leitrim, Cork and Kilkenny, or it might be below 100 per 100,000, depending on their own analysis.
Where you say the figures are low, the COVID numbers are low, lift restrictions, to what degree, Marion, do you think?
Well, I'm thinking really about outdoors. I was listening to Dr. Ronan Glynn, and he said outdoors is much safer than indoors and that we need to be cautious. And we do need to be cautious. But that doesn't mean that we stand still, because cautious actually means advancing, but carefully and prudently. It doesn't mean you stand still. So in counties where the incidence rate per 100,000 is low, I think that's an opportunity to look at outdoor activities and to relax about some of those restrictions.
Yeah, what about worship? It's been in public discourse over the last couple of days. Should that be allowed? Should the number of people attending funerals in counties, as you say, where figures are really low, should that be increased?
Well, I do believe that across the country, numbers attending funerals should be increased to 25. In fact, about a week or 2 weeks ago, I wrote to the Taoiseach asking for that, and I think that's a special case. But in counties where numbers are low, I think perhaps with some cap on numbers, that they might look at reopening places of worship, churches, etc.
Okay, but you say lift restrictions where COVID numbers are low in on a county-by-county basis. How would you police it, though, Marion? It would be a nightmare, wouldn't it, for Gordy or whoever else would be tasked with keeping people within their county?
To be honest with you, Cormac, I think we police the borders in the same way as they are policed now. There's no difference. I mean, it's just the same thing. And to some extent, there's personal responsibility here. The Gardaí can't be on every road. So it's I think, something for people to work towards and to look forward to. Because, you know, your previous speaker spoke about the fact that people need hope. Mm-hmm. They have to have something they can work towards. And while I do understand this is knife edge, and I'm not pretending that it isn't, but equally, for a lot of people at the moment, their mental health is on a knife edge. And for me, perhaps it's younger people I'm more concerned about, because older people have a vaccine to look forward to, and they've also learned coping mechanisms. But if you're younger, you haven't had time to learn those coping mechanisms. And at least if you thought there was some opportunity to be outside for training or individual sports or whatever, it's something to look forward to. And actually, people desperately need that.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you before I let you go, and we're a little bit time pressured, but what are you hearing back from your constituents, especially in terms of how the lockdown, the extended lockdown, is impacting them?
Look, for all of COVID, I've received many calls, texts, emails. But what I noticed in the last 2 to 3 weeks is that the tone has changed, and it's changed significantly. And people are becoming more desperate to see a pathway towards the new normal. And that's what I hear, and that's what I see. And to be honest, Cormac, I would be very concerned about this.
Okay, look, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for joining us in Drive Time this evening. That's Independent TD for Sligo Leitrim, Marion Harkin.